Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Death and dying. Adriatic cholera paralyzes Barbados. The disease Adriatic cholera stowed away and snuck into Barbados like a thief in the night, attacking, ravaging, and pillaging from town to country and up and down the societal hierarchy without discrimination. All were susceptible. So on this day, June 20th in the year 1854, the Reverend Thomas Butcher chronicled the rising death toll. Death was everywhere during this period, when in May 1854, the first signs of cholera outbreak raised its head and, like a raging fire, took over Bridgetown before spreading across the island. From the first recorded death of a Sunday school girl on May 14th, who fell ill while at Bethesda Methodist Church on Lower Broad Street, the disease broke out in different parts of the city. From Jemmett's Lane, the spread extended east through Columna Rock, leaving death and dying in its wake. The spread was also manifested through the heart of the city, along Nelson Street and Lightfoot Lane, where from the oldest to the youngest were impacted, leaving 6 members of the Goodrich family dead. The track during this early period in Bridgetown would continue, violating Chapman Street, King's Village, Mason Hall Street, Cheapside, Green Fields, and to Church Village, wending its way through the narrow, densely populated alleyways of that area. During the ensuing months, the death toll increased exponentially, with the month of June being hard hit, as the steady increase in deaths was marked from this time. The Reverend Thomas Butcher reported that by the beginning of June, deaths were recorded at 40 per day, and throughout the month, the mortality increased daily. Cholera had become a way of life in Barbados, with every thought and action centered around the dreaded disease, which was also the topic on every tongue and the focus of every conversation. On June the 6th, 209 fresh cases were reported, and 1 week later, 244 internments were reported in a single day at Pisa, the Indian River burial space. The spread of the disease continued, impacting the public institutions, which increased the quote-unquote solemn gloom that already engulfed town and country. In the early days of the outbreak, Governor Colebrooke released the prisoners, except those charged with serious crimes. 25 of the remaining number were later engaged in burying the dead at Pisa, resulting in the loss of 67 prisoners, including 23 of the 25 who had been involved in burying the dead. 16 patients were lost at the lunatic asylum, while all were lost at the asylum for the destitute. Between June 13th and 18th, 15 soldiers were dying per day. By June 19th, 2,000 lives were lost, and it is at this point the writer described the severe morbidity of the situation, stating, quote, "The pestilence reigned, conquering every interest. It raged, spreading like devouring fire," end quote. On this day, June 20th, the death toll at the military hospital alone was counted to be 140. The conditions of squalor after 226 years of settlement in Bridgetown and the absence of clean water piped into the city made conditions there ripe for the contamination and spread of the cholera disease that decimated the city and killed thousands of people, the true death toll of which still remains inconclusive to this day.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.